Aid your recovery. If you've had a muscle injury, it's important to ease yourself into exercising ASAP. Be sure to speak with a professional about when you can start working out again. And once you've had the green light, don't hesitate. If you experience pain, stop immediately and ice the area. Aim past your goal. In golf, aim 17 inches past the hole. This is because the 17 inches surrounding the putt aren't matted down by footprints like the rest of the green, so you'll be up against more friction. Air your dirty laundry. Chuck all your dirty workout clothes into a mesh bag, tie it up, and put the whole thing in the washer. This'll save time, and you won't have to pick through smelly clothing. Avoid tendonitis. When you do upright rows, use a shoulder-width grip. This will help prevent tendonitis and bursitis. Back to comfort. Every time you exercise your abs, make sure you do some lower back exercises. Otherwise, you may experience pain or poor posture. Be a lightweight. Lifting light weights quickly has the same impact as lifting heavy weights at a slow pace. If you lift quick enough and for long enough, your muscles will gain strength regardless. Be an early bird. Get up earlier and start the day off with some light exercise like walking. Start off by waking up 10 minutes early, then see if you can cut back more the next day until you have a reasonable schedule. Be an energizer bunny. Go a shorter distance, but increase your speed to the max. You'll lessen your chances of injury. Become a better runner. Want to run faster? Lift weights. Studies have shown that weightlifting for 8 weeks can improve your running time significantly. Bike more efficiently. To hone your cycling skills, try biking with one leg. Rest both legs on the pedals, but only use one to do the work. Try this for 30 seconds before switching to the other leg. Then, ride like usual for 5 minutes before repeating this exercise. Bike uphill better. Scoot to the middle of your saddle and lean forward while biking uphill. Be careful not to lean too far forward or you'll lose traction in the back. Break out the cash. Pay your trainer in advance. You'll be more motivated to actually show up for your sessions. Breathe as you rise. When you do crunches, exhale as hard as you can upon rising. This will force your abs to work out more. Build your back. Break up cable rows into two sections. With outstretched arms, hold the bar, squeezing your shoulders together. Pull the bar towards your body. Your back will thank you. Catch baseballs better. If the sun is shining and a ball is coming toward you, use your mitt to shield your eyes and catch it. Catch the spiral. To catch footballs, concentrate on the tip of the ball. You'll block out other visual stimuli and improve your hand-eye coordination. Count backwards from 100, or 50, or 20, or however many reps you've resolved to do. Thinking about how many you have left will encourage you to get them done. Create constructive sleep habits. If you run and experience calf pain, try sleeping on your stomach with your feet hanging off your bed. Gravity will pull your legs downward, so you are passively stretching throughout the night. Crumple and crush. If you're looking to build your forearm strength, try crumpling paper. Take a sheet of newspaper, start at a corner, and using your dominant hand, crumple it completely for 30 seconds. Diversify for ultimate success. Never stick to one workout machine or machine weights exclusively. Instead, mix it up. Your body will thank you later. Do it in parts. There's no need to exercise all at once. Instead, do a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the afternoon, and a bit at night. Do the dip. When you do dips, make sure your elbows are in and your body is straight in order to train your triceps. If you want to focus on your chest, lean forward. Do your goals from Z to A. Flip the way you make goals. Make an end date first and fill in the date with short-term attainable tasks. This makes your goals feel more like deadlines. Donate your weight belt. Training with a weight belt actually harms more than it helps in the long term. This is because it weakens your lower back and abdominal muscles. The only time you should wear a weight belt is when attempting max lift in exercises like overhead presses and deadlifts. Don't be a vegetarian. Eating meat is crucial in building muscle. You should be eating 4 to 8 ounces per day for optimal growth. Meat is not just beef. Fish, chicken, and turkey count as meat too.